Ruggan turned to his own vixen seer.
Amath, what do your omens say?
The vixen shrugged.
Not, Lord. I saw no signs of a Tagarung's death.
The burning golden eyes faced Grusul.
And you?
She averted her gaze humbly.
I cannot say, Lord. Who knows if the Tagarung still lives?
Gruven interrupted her harshly.
I do. The Tagarung still lives because I am Tagarung now. Did you not say that the beast who slew him would take on his name? You said it to me before I left.
Grusul was caught between two fires. Maybe Gruven had done the deed, but then maybe he had not. She preferred to go with the one she knew was a warrior chieftain tried and tested, Ruggan Bore.
Gruven Zan, thou vow to bring back the Tagarung's head. Where is it?
Gruven sneered. He had already thought of this answer.
The days have been hot, more than a score and a half of them. What warrior in his right mind would carry such a thing that long? I gave it back to the flies when I reached the old camp.
Thoroughly roused now, and carried upon the surge of his manufactured anger, Gruven turned upon Ruggan Bore.
My word is my honour as a Jaskar warrior. I tell you, 'twas I who slew the otter they called Tagarung with this sword.
The golden eyes stared levelly at him out of the expressionless face, though the fox's paw was now on his sabre hilt.
So you say, Gruven Zan, but you have not answered my first question. Are you going to avenge your mother or challenge me for the chieftainship?
Gruven had been doing some quick thinking.
We are both mighty warriors.
He shot back.
The clan would gain nothing by our loss. You know of the Tagarung, of his reputation. When you cannot find him, you will realize I am the real Tagarung. Then we will let the whole of the Jaskar decide who is leader.
Ruggan Bore signaled to Gruzzle.
Take 6 Jaskar, find Gruven Zan a tent of his own, give him food and guard him well.
He turned his back on Gruven, dismissing him.
I will give you my answer tomorrow. Attend me here to breakfast.
He strolled back into his tent, followed by the two seers. Gruven was taken care of. His food was of the best, roasted seabird and barley wine. He sat eating, his mind racing. Was he an honoured guest or a prisoner? Did Ruggan Bore regard him as a warrior and a slayer, or had he seen through the bluff? Were the vermin outside an honour guard or jailers? Gruven decided he had some serious thinking to do. Ruggan sat with his seers, watching them toss bones and shells, sometimes tracing patterns in the sand, occasionally burning feathers and herbs as they chanted by the fire. He waited patiently until they were finished and listened to the verdicts.
Lord, 'tis till the slain. The omens are cloudy.
Aye, Lord, mayhap time will reveal the answers.